But if we have a criminal seeking refuge at the Kaaba, the shar of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam teaches us that you cannot capture a criminal at the Holy Kaaba. There's a place of refuge until he steps out of the hudud of haram. There's the respect. So it's a place which is amin, which is respected and secure. It's a secured place. And Mubarak is blessed. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Inna awwala baytin wada'a lin-nasi lilladhi bi-Bakka. Is that right? Hudan wa mubarakan. So certainly the first house that we learn in the light of this verse, that certainly the first house that was constructed for the worship of humanity is the one which is in Bakka. Bakka is the name of Makkah. There is the one which is in Bakka, and it is obviously Hudan wa Mubarakan. So there is a barakat. Allah provided the barakat there, and there is a barakat factor. So here Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says to Abdullah ibn Ya'fun narrates that Imam said to that person who was probably living in Iraq that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَ كَرْبَلَاءَ حَرَمًا آمِنًا مُبَارَكًا قَبْلَ أَن يَتَّخَذَ مَكَّةَ حَرَمًا. Before Allah chose Makkah to be a haram. And we find that our narrations teach us that look at this narration again, which is also narrated in Kamil al-Ziyara. So here the Imam alayhi salam says, man lam yaqdir an yazurana falyazur salihi muwalina. So like I said in the beginning of my speech, anything which has a relation with Imam Hussein alayhi salam becomes respected and beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who has a legitimate relationship with the Imam alayhi salam. So the mu'mineen, the Shias of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who definitely have the qarabat of walayat of Ahlul Bayt, we are connected with the silk and the silsila and the thread of wara'at, is the strongest of the relationships. That's the relationship which will never be disconnected. كُلُّ حَصَبٍ وَنَسَبٍ مُنْقَطَعٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Isn't it right? The Prophet has already informed us. We learned that every hasab and nasab will break on the Day of Judgment. So nobody is going to recognize her real brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children. Is that right? We learn in the light of hadith that all the people will be basically disconnected from each other, except the hasab and nasab of Rasulullah is the only one which will be remaining and surviving on the Day of Judgment. So all those people who are founding their relations with people on any other asas and foundation other than the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, it's a red flag, it's an alert, an alarm for them. This relation is temporary, it is bound to shatter. Unless you revisit your relationship phenomena and you base your relationship based on the walayat of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. So, man lam yaqdir an yazurana, whoever cannot visit us, the Imam says, falyazur salih al-muwalina. That means you do the ziyarat of our salih shias, lovers. Yuktabiluhu sawabu ziyaratina. It will be written for him that he has visited us. Sawab of the ziyarat of others will be written for him, in other words. Wa man lam yaqdir ala silatina falyasil salih al-muwalina. Whoever cannot have Silatul Rahim connection, stay in touch with us, then let's suppose you are living in a far away from a Ma'soom alayhi salam and you cannot be in touch and in contact with him, then you be in touch with his Salih Shias and servants. This is, you will have yuktab lahu sawabu silatina. It will be written, that means the eyes of Allah and the book of deeds, it will be written that you came in touch with the Ma'soom alayhi salam. If you be in touch and stay in touch with the true followers and Salih, followers of Ahlul Bayt, wherever you may be, in whichever corner of the world. If you are in touch with the Salih, servants of Ahlul Bayt, it will be written in the eyes of Allah that we are in touch with the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. So, Mu'alla ibn Khunais narrates from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, إِذَا إِنْصَرَفَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ مِنْ زِيَارَتِنَا. When one of the persons, when a person from your brothers returns back from our ziyara, let's suppose somebody goes to Karbala, somebody goes to Qadhanayn, somebody goes to Medina, somebody goes to Mashhad, for example. And إِذَا إِنْصَرَفَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. If a person, a man from your brothers, you know, returns from our ziyarat, or ziyarat quburina, or the ziyarat of a grave, that means either the ma'soom is alive and one mu'min goes to visit the ma'soom alayhi salam who is alive, or the ma'soom is not present and he visits his grave. Even though he may be present, you can still be there. You know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was alive, but still people are obliged to go to Karbala, you know, right? So it still applies. Even in the life of the ma'soom it applies. So people are supposed to go. فَاسْتَقْبِلُوهُ. Then welcome him. When a person comes back from Karbala, comes back from Qadhanayn, comes back from Medina, comes back from Mashhad, you welcome him. وَسَلَّمُوا عَلَيْهُ. Say salam to him. وَهَنِّئُوهُ. You know, basically you are announcing that he's welcome and accepting him in a friendly way. بِمَا وَهَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مِثْلَ ثَوَابِهِ وَيَخْشَاكُمْ ثَوَابُ. So you are going to get مِثْلَ ثَوَابِهِ. You are going to get the similar ثَوَاب as his ثَوَاب. That means he was at Karbala, you did not go. You respected him, you welcomed him, greeted him in a friendly and nice and respectful way, you will get the sawab of visiting Karbala yourself. Just because you did not visit, but you are welcoming and greeting and respecting this mu'min who came from Karbala. So how easy in Islam is to get the sawab? مثل ثوابه من رحمة الله وإنه ما من رجل يزورنا أو يزور قبورنا إلا غشيته الرحمة وغفرت له ذنوبه. There is no person who visits us or visits our graves except that rahmat surrounds him and his sins are forgiven. Obviously we are talking about the ziyarat which is with the ma'rifat of the imam. That's the shart which is mentioned in the hadith itself, isn't it right? عَارِفًا بِحَقِّهِ. That's the condition mentioned in the hadith. So whoever visits the Imam alayhi salam while he has the ma'rifat of the haqqul imam. Haqqul imam is the walayat of the imam. He is the imam and mawla, and we are the muwalla alayh, and we are ma'moon and under his obedience. We are supposed to obey. That's the relationship of walayat. He is the mawla and we are the muwalla alayh. That's the relationship. So if we have the ma'rifat of his walayat, that's how we get the sawab. All our sins are forgiven with one ziyarat. Now, this is still not the end of the story. Let's see what Imam Asad does, and again in Kamil al-Ziyarat, which Imam Asad says to Sudair al-Sayrufi. Sudair al-Sayrufi has several narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, including, if you remember, the famous one from him was about the incident where he asked the Imam alayhi salam, why don't you do the Qiyam? It's a very famous narration. It's also narrated from Sudair. So he says to Imam alayhi salam, you know, there are so many followers that are there for you. I know there are so many Shias who are there to who are your followers. Why don't you do the Qiyam against the Tawhid? And Imam alayhi salam did not reply to Sudair at that time, and then he says, Imam alayhi salam stood up and I went with him. He went to the desert and then got down and started to pray, and after he was done with the salat, that's where he pointed towards the sheep, the herd of the sheep, and said, well, kana li shi'atun. You know, if I had followers equal to these sheep, ma wasa'anil qu'ud. It would not have been allowed for me, it would not have been okay for me to sit. That means, and then Subayr said, I counted the number of sheep where Imam alayhi salam pointed towards, and there were 16 sheep in that herd of the sheep. So when there were hundreds of thousands or more than 100,000 of the Shias available in the Islamic government, Islamic at that time, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam cannot find 16 true followers of him. Is it right? Followers like Harun al-Makki rahmatullah alayh, who has been Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, asked him to just jump into the tanur. Right? And he didn't ask any question without any ifs and buts, and he just jumped into the tanur. And this moment he was, again another incident, he was, expressing to be the love of a lover of Imam alayhi salam, and Imam had asked him earlier, and he started to bring excuse that I have my family and stuff, and he did not obey the Imam. And then Imam asked Harun al-Makki to jump, and he jumped into that, and this woman is still sitting there, and Imam is eating some bait along with that person, and he was not willing to eat because he was feeling so much worried from the inside, what is going to happen, what is happening for that moment. And after a while he stood up and looked into the tanur, and he saw he was sitting, and Allah has converted the fire into a peaceful, normal area of sitting, and he's sitting peacefully. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ لَنَا. That's the Mazmoon al-Riwayah where the Imam Hussain alayhi salam has said there is nothing except that Allah has commanded it to obey us. So everything in the universe is under their obedience. Fire is no different, It's under their obedience. So we find the same Subayr. He again narrates this narration in Dasin Kamil al-Ziyara also. Imam says to Subayr, Ya Subayr, وما عليك أن تزور قبر الحسين عليه السلام في كل جمعة. Well, in Arabic, the Friday is called Jumu'ah with the Dhamma on the mean. Jumu'ah. And if you say the word Jum'ah with the Jazm on the mean, if the mean is Majzum, you put a Jazm on the mean, Jum'ah, it means the whole week. So here Imam alayhi salam says, ما عليك أن تزور قبر الحسين عليه السلام في كل جمعة. What's the issue that you visit Imam Hussain عليه السلام in every week خمس مرات وفي كل يوم مرة and every day you can visit every day once. He replies back to the Imam, قلت جعلت فداك إن بيتنا إن بيننا وبينه فراسخ كثيرة. There's a big distance between my place and Imam Hussain alayhi salam's place. فَقَالَ تَسْعَدُ فَوْقَ سَطْحِكَ. Imam Hussain alayhi salam says to Subayr, go on top of the roof, that means roof of the house. ثُمَّ تَلْتَفِتْ يُمَّةً وَيُسْرَةً. Then you turn towards the right and left. ثُمَّ تَرْفَعُ رَأْسَكَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then you raise your head towards the sky. ثُمَّ ثم تتحرى نحو قبر الحسين عليه السلام. Then you turn towards the grave of Hussain عليه السلام. ثم تقول السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Then you say salam to you. This is the way Ahlul Bayt have been teaching us. When we say the salam to Imam Hussain, how do we say it? As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. In Arabic, this is a respect. We don't take the name Hussein. It's a respect in Arabic that you don't use the name. Instead, you use the kunyat. That's the way the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to pay respect to the Imam. That's why we say As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's two sentences. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته. If a person says that, look at the sawab that Imam mentions to Sudair. Yuktabu laka zawratun. These two sentences, because of that, in other words, the sawab of ziyarat will be written for you. So you can imagine, if a person cannot visit the glory of the Imam, there is no excuse, basically there is no excuse for a moment to say, I am living far away, or I cannot visit. Well, even if you not visit, you can also visit the Mu'mineen. If you cannot visit the Mu'mineen, you can always respect and welcome and honor and greet one of the Mu'mineen who is coming from their graves. Isn't it right? This is doable for all of us. If you cannot do that, you can always go on the roof of your own house, turn right and left, look at the sky, and then turn towards the qabr of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and say these two sentences, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and this will give you the salam and reward of one ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So then Sudair says, قال سدير فربما فعلته في النهار أكثر من 20 مرة. Then I started, in other words, he started to do this behavior, this practice 20 times per day. Well, that's very good. That's how the Mu'min do. Keep on remembering Imam Hussain alayhi salam all the time. Every ni'mat we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Every ni'mat we are getting is because of his barakat. And it's the haqq, the least haqq on our neck, that we keep remembering our Imam. But we find our Imam had been remembering Muslim ibn Aqil alayhi salam. Isn't it right? So we remember Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has been remembering Muslim ibn Aqil alayhi salam so much, you know. So we find Abu Mikhnaf narrated from Yusuf ibn Ishaq and Abbas al-Jadali that we were 4,000 people. Well, this is narrated in the history and registered in the history. It's a registered event which cannot be denied. So 4,000 people, we were 4,000 people with Muslim ibn Aqil against Ibn Ziyad la'natullah alayh. And by the time we arrived at the Darul Amara, the royal compound, so we find there were only 300 people remaining. So people were constantly dispersing, going away, abandoning, leaving Muslim ibn Aqil alone one by one. The women were coming, they were grabbing the hands of their children, grabbing the hands of their brothers. You have to be with him, you have to be with him, go back, go home, go home, go home. One by one, women are coming, grabbing the hands of their kids and brothers and taking away, history says. And by the time the Salat al-Maghrib, the time of Maghrib arrives, and Jama'at of Musa ibn Aqil alayhi salam, he led the Jama'at, there were 30 people remaining, from 4,000 to 30. This is the behavior of the people of Kufa in those days to the Naib of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we find, and after his salat, he doesn't care, he is the follower of Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. Is that right? And he performs his fariza towards Allah, regardless of the natija. Regardless of natija, like Imam al-Khumayni radiallahu alayhi used to say, نَحْنُ مُكَلَّفُونَ بِالْفَرِيضَ لَسْنَ مُكَلَّفِينَ بِالْنَتِيجَ. Imam mukallaf bi wazifa natija. We don't care about the result, we care about the duty towards Allah. We do a duty, whatever happened to us, we don't care. This is how Ahlul Bayt were. So we find Muslim ibn Aqib performs his fariza. People are with him or people, nobody is with him. He doesn't care about the natija. He is focusing over his fariza in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 30 people in Jamaat, he still doesn't give up. He keeps on moving towards forward. He reaches Bab al-Kinda, one of the doors and entrances of the Darul Amara, the royal compound. That's where you were entering into that fortified area. So now, at the point when he was about to enter, the history says there were 10 people. You can see 30 people are ready to pray from 4,000, and now getting closer to the Bab al-Kinda, it's now 10 only. And when he now enters into the door, steps into the Babul Kinda, and after that, when he turns around to see who is with him, there was nobody. He's just standing alone. Did he stop his fariza? No, he does not stop. Whether people support or don't support. This is the difference. This is the difference between a Husayni person, you know. So we find that when he reaches into the, he was hungry and thirsty, and there was no one to provide food to Musa ibn Aqil alayhi salam. Let's keep in our mind that he is a stranger in the city. This is not his watan, isn't it right? The watan of Musa ibn Aqil alayhi salam is Medina. This is not his watan. He is a foreigner in this. He's a stranger. He has no place to go. He sits in front of the house of a lady who is a Shia, Tawa. Her name is Tawa, and she's the Amma or Kaniz or the servant of Ash'as bin Qais. So this guy is one of the biggest criminals in the history of Kufa. And but this lady is a mu'mina, who's a servant. Musa ibn Aqil is sitting in front of that house. She comes out of the door and sees there's a stranger sitting at the door. Obviously, Hazrat Musa ibn Aqil was so thirsty, he says to her, Ya Amatullah, Iskiri Ma'an. That means, give me water. So she brings some water, obviously. We have extraordinary thawab in Islam to provide water to the thirsty. So we find that she brings the water and Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam drinks the water. She goes away inside the house. But after a while she comes back outside again, and she sees that this stranger is ajnabi, is still sitting at her door. So she asks her, the logical question, why don't you go to your home? Because it's the night time, remember? It's the night time. So he already prayed his mother prayer. It's already night time. So why don't you go to your home? And he says, someone who doesn't have a home, where would he go? In other words. And I'm paraphrasing all these narrations in my words. And she says, would you introduce yourself? And that's where Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam said to her, do you know Husayn ibn Ali? And she says, yeah, why not? He is my imam. The Kufa is full of Shias, the city of Shias. Yeah, he's my imam. Why don't I know? Why don't I know him? He says, do you know Muslim ibn Aqil? She says, yes, I know him. He is the naib of my imam. He is the one whom my mawla has sent to this city, on his behalf. And when she says that, then Hazrat Muslim introduces himself by saying, I am Muslim. This mu'mina was obviously a very nice lady and very pious person. She opened the door of the house and she said, this is your house. My mawla, this house belongs to you. Come, please come inside. And Hazrat Muslim steps inside the house and goes into the basement of this mu'mina and starts doing ibadat and prayers and tilawat al-Qur'an and his ibadat in the basement of this mu'mina. Throughout the night, he is part of Ahlul Bayt. Musa ibn Aqil alayhi salam is juz of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So this is how Ahlul Bayt are. Throughout the night they are doing the ibadat and munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the time we find the time of Fajr gets closer, we find in the morning, when the morning gets closer, he hears the sound of horses coming from the outside. And look at the gharat of Musa ibn Aqil. This is his gharat. He does not stay home. Now that he hears the sound of horses, he understands that soldiers are coming to take him. So he steps out of the house of this mu'mina, so the enemies do not raid her house. He does not agree for the enemies and askiya to come inside the house of a mu'mina.
So look at the gairat of Sayyid Aqeel. He himself is so much shuja', and he comes out of his house himself, and he's ready to face the enemy no matter how much their number are. Look at what the Prophet has said. Look at what the Prophet has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that I mentioned in the beginning of my speech. The Prophet says to Imam, said to Imam Ali, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَقِيلًا حُبَّيْنِ. I love Aqeel, dual love. That his Prophet had two loves for Aqeel. حُبًّا لَهُ وَحُبًّا لِحُبِّ أَبِي طَالِبٍ لَهُ. One love is for the sake of Aqeel. That means Aqeel deserves to be loved. He's so high in the eyes of Rasulullah that Aqeel ibn Abi Talib himself deserves to be loved. And وَحُبًّا لِحُبِّ أَبِي طَالِبٍ لَهُ. And the second reason is that Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam, he loves him. Aqeel was the mahbub in the eyes of Abu Talib alayhi salam. So this is enough for the Prophet to love somebody. If he is beloved in the eyes of Abu Talib alayhi salam. And then Prophet prophesized and sadaqa Rasulullah, he said the truth that inna waladahu maktoolun fi mahabbat waladika, and certainly his son, that means Mr. Ibn Aqeel, will be slaughtered in the love of your son. Prophet is talking to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Certainly his son will be slaughtered in the love of your son. Tadma alayhi ayun al-mu'mineen, the eyes of the mu'mineen will shed tears upon him. وَتُسَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and the close angels of Allah, you know, will send salawat on him. Look at the highest of a Muslim, the Aqeel. How much mahbub he is. So we find Muslim foxes better bravely. And finally, when he was surrounded and he was, you know, deceptively captured by the enemy, and he's bleeding from his head, all over from his body, he's full of the injuries, and now he's captured and seized and brought into the darbar of the Tawheed of the Ziyad La'atullah. And this person who is standing at the door says to Nasir ibn Aqeel, Sallim ala al-Amir. Say salam to the Amir. And look at the azmat of Nasir ibn Aqeel alayhi salam. May our salam on Nasir ibn Aqeel and his azmat. He says, Mali Amirun Sayyid Hussain. I don't have any Amir other than Hussain. Didn't the Prophet say, Afdal al-Jihad kalamatu haqqin inda imamin ja'ir? The biggest jihad is to say the kalamatu haqq in front of the zalim ruler. So this is the biggest jihad that Muslim Aqeel is doing. So we find in the narration, he was very thirsty and he asked water in the darbar of Ibn Ziyad, and nobody gave him water. And there is, and we find there was, you know, a person who asked his ghulam to give water to Muslim Aqeel. Muslim Aqeel takes the water, he's about to drink, but blood comes out of his mouth. There's a blood coming out, and the blood enters into the water, he cannot drink. So then the water is thrown away. Again the water is given for the second time. It happens for the second time. The blood goes into the water and he cannot drink. When the third time it happens, we find in the narration that Hazrat Muslim Aqeel alayhi salam says, you know, he obviously could not drink the water, and he is pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is pleased that Allah has, you know, has Alhamdulillah, لو كان لي من الرزق المقسوم لشربته. If it was part of the decided risk from Allah, you know, divided risk from Allah, I would have drank it. So basically it's not decided by Allah, so I could not drink, in other words. Look at the ma'rifat of Muslim Naqeel. So he's ravi with the qada and qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he with his Ziyad announces the punishment. He's taken over the roof of the Darul Amara so that his head can be slaughtered. He seeks permission to say two rakats of prayers. So he performs his last Salatul Wida, his two rakats of prayers. Look at the hub and ishq of Allah. This is the hub we find in Ahlul Bayt. He performs his final two rakats of prayers, and then he says his last salam to Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam. May our salam be on Mr. Ibn Aqeel. How azeem you are, that the last thing you say is the salam on Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها يا الله 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 اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين وسيد الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك على الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه لجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين